Praise God. How are you excited today? I tell you what, I wouldn't be anywhere else right now. I do notice that the clock goes very quick in this church. The clock goes fast in this church.
时间真的过得很快在聚会的当中。
Seems we don't have enough minutes in the hour.
我们真的不大够时间。
I want to preach to you today from John chapter 10.
今天牧师分享的在约翰福音十章。
And this is an exciting verse of scripture.
这个是一个很好的一个信息。
John chapter 10, verse 9 and 10.
约翰福音十章九到十节。
And Jesus said these words.
耶稣这么说。
I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved.
在九章，我们就是门，我就是门。 凡从我进来的，必然得救。
And he will go out and in and out and find pasture.
并且出路得草吃。
Verse 10. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly.
在十节，盗贼来，无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。我来就要叫羊。 要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
I notice you've got yours highlighted, and I have as well.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus said, "I am the door."
耶稣说，我就是门。
He is not a door.
他不是一个门。
That means there's only one door.
就是一个门。
One door that leads into life.
就是一道门可以进入生命里。
Thank God, He's made it so simple.
就是感谢主，它就是那么的简单。There
are not many different ways.
它不是那么复杂的。Now
there's only one way.
就是一条道路。Jesus
is the way.
耶稣就是那条道路。He
is the way to God.
他就是那条道路，是神。He's
the way to life.
他就是那条道路，生命。He's
the way out of sin.
他就是那条道路出去，离开罪。He
is the way into God's favor.
他就是那条道路进入神的恩宠。
Into a place where God receives you.
就是进入神能够接纳我们。
Then Jesus goes into that and he explains a little bit more about life.
那么耶稣就是在这里，就是解释了。
In verse 10 he says, the thief comes only to steal and to kill and to destroy.
在第十节，他就是说到，盗贼来就是无非是偷窃。
First of all, that means that there is a thief.
那么在这里我们是看到真的是有贼。
And we know from the Bible that that is the devil.
我们在圣经里面是看到有这样的魔鬼。
And you know what? The devil has a plan for your life.
那么魔鬼就是有这样的计划在我们的生命里。
You say he does?
那你说有吗?
It is to steal, to kill, and to destroy.
那么就是有偷窃、有杀害、有毁坏。
This is what the devil does.
这个就是魔鬼要做的。
He brings bad things into your life.
他就是把不好的事情带到你生命。
Lack.
他就是把不好，缺乏的。
Disease.
把那些疾病。
Broken relationships.
把那些破坏关系的。
Heartache.
把那些心痛。
Terrible things that happen.
把那些最糟的事情。
He does that.
他就是做这样的工作。
And then he says.
他就这么说。
God did that.
他说神做的。
God is doing that.
他说就是神这样做的。
To teach you something.
就是要教导你一些事情。
Sometimes God does these things.
因为有时候神会做这样的东西。
You just have to accept it.
你就是要把它接受了。
Unfortunately.
但是。
In some churches they preach that.
有的教会就是这样的分享。
That's not teaching from the Bible.
不是从圣经里面的教导。
Excuse me for being so blunt.
求原谅。 就是这样的直接,
but that's the teaching of the devil.
这个就是魔鬼的教导。
The devil is, Jesus said, the thief who comes to steal and to kill and to destroy.
魔鬼就是耶稣所讲的盗贼来偷窃、来杀害、来毁坏。
There is nothing good about the devil.
是没有好的东西的魔鬼。
He is not merciful.
他不是恩待的。
He doesn't change his mind.
他没有改变他的主意。
He simply hates humanity.
他就是 很恨恨人。
Why is that?
为什么会这样？
That's because you're made in the image of God.
因为我们人就是神的形象所创造。
You are the closest thing that resembles God.
我们就是跟神有这样密切的关系。
And because the devil can't get to God, he'll get to the thing that looks closest to God.
所以魔鬼不能挨近神，就是人能够。
So, you don't live in a spiritual world that is neutral.
我们就是没有活在一个很自然的世界里。
What do I mean by that?
他在分享些什么呢
？Some people say, "Well, I'm not on the devil's side."
他有的人说，我不是在魔鬼那一方面。
And I'm not on God's side.
我也不在神那一方面。
I'm just on my own side.
我就是活着我自己的。
That's not possible.
那不是不可能的。
Just like you don't live in a neutral world naturally.
你就不是生活在一个很自然的世界里面。
You are dependent on your environment.
你就是靠着你自己的独立的去生活。
If we would take all the oxygen out of this building,
如果我们把所有的空气拿掉的话，
How many think you would notice that?
你们会知道发生什么事吗？
It's because you're dependent on oxygen.
因为你要靠着这个自然的空气。
You don't live independent from oxygen.
你不可能活着自己独立的那一个方式。
If we stop giving you access to any fluid or water for an extended period of time,
如果我们在这里没有供应水，没有长时间的有水的话，
you would notice.
你就知道发生什么事。
You don't live independently from fluids and water.
那你就没有说你自己一个人独立，就自己一个人生活，不可能。
You're not an independent creature.
你就不是一个独立一个人的一个创造。
How many understand that?
你明白吗？
The same is true spiritually.
就是这个意思，就是在灵里面。
You don't live in this place called limbo.
你不是活在这个 limbo， 不是活着没有用的。
What is it, 包庸？ Is that what you call it? I don't know. It sounds in limbo. There is no such place called limbo.
不是活着。没有用这样。
Yeah, you either live in light or you live in darkness spiritually.
你就是活在光或者活在黑暗里。
You either live under the rule of God or you live under the rule of the devil.
你或者活在神那里，或者活在魔鬼那里。
Jesus said, if you live under the rule of the devil, it's a bad deal.
那么神说，如果你活在魔鬼那里，你就是最糟的。
I remember one time visiting a lady in hospital.
有一次牧师到一个医院去拜访一个妇女。
The pastor of the church had asked me to go and visit this lady because she was a member of the church.
那么有一间教会的牧师就差遣她去探访这个妇女。
So when I got to the hospital, I asked where she was.
那么她就去到医院，就问了这个医院，这个妇女住哪里。
When I found her, you know, I told her who I was.
那么他去到这个妇女的床边，就跟她讲我是谁。
She was happy to hear the pastor had sent me.
那么他就很开心的，因为有牧师探访他。
We prayed together.
那么他就一起的祷告。
And God touched her.
那么神就摸着她。
And God healed her.
那么神也医治了她。
But I noticed right next to her was a man lying in a bed.
那么在她隔壁床又有一个人，有一个男士。
And he was looking at me the whole time I was talking and praying.
那么他那这个男士也一直看着他，也看到他在祷告。
And he looked very angry.
他就很生气的。
He was very upset.
他就很不开心的。
And it caught my attention.
他就看着他，注意他。
And I felt the Lord say, "Go and talk with him."
那么神就感动牧师说，你去跟他说话。
I didn't really feel like talking to him.
他牧师心里就想，我真的心里面不想跟他
讲话。It didn't feel like he wanted to talk to me either.
他也看到他的样子，也不想跟他说话。
So when I finished with the lady.
他就跟这个妇女谈完了。
I moved over to the man who was lying in the bed next to her.
那么他就过去跟这个男士讲。
I introduced myself.
他就开始介绍他自己。
And he said, "I don't want to talk to you."
那么那个男士说，我不想跟你说话。
I felt the Lord say, "Persist with him."
那么神就感动牧师的心，跟他说话。
I said, "Lord, are you sure?"
那么他就在心里面跟神讲，真的吗？
I felt the Lord say, "Persist with him."
他说是，你去。
So I began to talk to him a little bit about Jesus.
那么他就开始跟他分享一点的见证。
I asked him what was wrong with him.
那么他就问他，你有哪里不舒服吗？
He said he had big ulcers in his stomach.
他就有 胃不舒服。
But he was so weak.
他很软弱，很
弱。They were unable to operate on him at this point.
那么他们不可以跟他有任何的手术。
So I began to talk to him about God's will for his life.
那么他就开始跟他分享神在他的生命里。
He didn't want to hear it.
他说他不要听。
He began to shout.
他就开始在喊叫。
He said, "Nurse, nurse."
他就说护士，护士。
I looked around.
那么他就牧师就看周围。
And the nurse came.
那么护士就来了。
She looked like a bodybuilder.
他就看到是一个很有分量的一个护士。
I was a little bit scared.
他牧师就开始有一点怕。
She said, "What's the problem?"
护士就问他有什么问题吗
？He said, "Nurse."This man is talking to me about God, and I want him to leave.
那么他说，护士，这个人在跟我讲神，我要他离开。
The nurse said, "You be quiet."
那么护士说，你安静。
To that man,
跟那个男的讲。
She said, "You be quiet and listen to the pastor."
那么那个护士说，你安静，听牧师说话。
He got quiet.
那么他就很安静的。
He was sick, but he was smart.
但是他很弱，但是。他就开玩笑，他就笑，微笑。
Well, I decided I better do what she says.
哦，那个护士就讲，他就听那个护士讲。
I had a captive audience.
他有一个让他注意的一个听众。
The nurse kind of stayed around.
那个护士就站在那里。
So I began to talk to him about Jesus more.
那么他就开始跟他分享耶稣。
He folded his arms.
那么他就开始
He just endured it.
他就在那里听。
So I said, "Would you like me to pray for you?"
那么他就说我为你祷告好吗
？He said, "You can do whatever you like."
他说你做你喜欢做的。
So I put my hand on him.
那么他开始为他按手。
And as I did,
当他按手的时候
，God's presence hit him.
那么神就大大的降临。
I didn't expect that to happen.
他没有想到有这样的事情发生。
If I was God, I wouldn't have done anything for him.
那么，如果牧师说，如果是神，我就不会做任何的东西。
How many are glad I'm not God?
有谁知道神
？God touched that man.
那么神就摸着这个人。
God obviously knew something more about him that I didn't know.
神就知道更多这个人他不知道。
That man broke down crying.
那么这个男的就静下来就哭了。
And the nurse raised both hands. She said, "Glory to God."
那么这个护士就展开她的手说，荣耀归还给神。
I think she was an angel dressed up like a nurse.
她牧师说，可能她是一个天使，装扮是一个护士。
God touched him.
神摸着他。
And God healed him.
那神也医治了他。
You said, "Well, how do you know?"
那你怎么知道呢
？I went back a week later.
他又一个星期后又回去。
I thought I got to check up on this.
他就要。试看看
I walked back in the ward.
他就回到那一个病房。
And here was this man sitting up in bed.
那么他看到这个男的坐了起来。
Big plate of food in front of him.
吃了有很多的食物在他面前。
And when he saw me, a big smile.
他看到牧师的时候，他开始微笑。
He said, "I'm so glad you persisted with me."
他说我很感谢你跟我对我说传这个话。
He said some things that happened in my past.
他说有事情发生在我的过去。
I always thought God had done it.
我以为
God had done those things.
哦，我以为是神把他放在这些事情放在我的当中。
Some people had told me God did those things.
他有的人跟我讲，神做这些事情。
He said, "But I now realize God would have never done that because He touched me."
我没有想到神会摸着我。
I realized God healed me.
我知道神医治了我。
That was a wonderful thing.
他说是真的很美妙。
Jesus said, "The thief comes to steal and to kill and to destroy."
那么耶稣就是说，盗贼来就是偷窃、杀害跟毁坏。
But that's only half the verse.
只是这个只是一半的信息。
Jesus said, "But I have come."
耶稣说我来。
That you might have life and have it more abundantly.
那么耶稣来就是来给我们得着生命更丰盛的生命。
I love what Ben shared this morning.
我们牧师喜欢 Ben 在分享。
The good news is.
那个新的信息是。
God still wants to do business with you.
神就是要跟我们做生意。
Amen.
Amen.
There was a man in Holland.
有一个男的在 Holland.
My country, where I was born.
他的国家。
During the Second World War, he joined the British Navy.
那么在第二世界大战的时候，他参加了英国的
As some of you may know, Holland was actually captured by the German army during the Second World War.
在荷兰这个第二世界大战的时候，是给英国。
So this man had escaped the country and went over to the to England.
那么这一个人就是逃到英国去。
And there he joined the British Navy.
那么他就参加了海军。
To fight the German U-boats in the North Sea.
那么他就在那边在英国的海德国那里打仗。
And he recalls how many times he would stand on the deck of one of those British Navy ships.
那么他时常站在那个船上的英军那里。
And as the German U-boats were firing the torpedoes and sinking those British ships.
那么那又看到很多爆炸炸下来。
This man would shake his fist at the heavens.
那么他就这个男的就对着天在那里发誓
curse God out loud.
他就向着神所发的
Every time when he saw people die
当他看到人死的时候
being killed or shot
看到人被炸死或者被杀
he would shake his fist and curse God.
他就会举起他的手向着天发
After the war he returned back to Holland.
那么过了征战，他回到 Holland。
He became a successful businessman.
他就开始做他的生意，成为一个很
Many years passed.
很多年过去。
And in the city where he lived, some churches had actually planned a great outdoor meeting.
那么在他所住的地方，在这个地方开始了很多教会的活动。
Many thousands of people attended that meeting.
那么很多人就是来参加这个教会的活动。
There were many miracles.
就很多神迹奇事发生。
Many people came to Jesus.
很多人来接受耶稣。
This man heard about it.
那么这个人就听过。
He was very upset with these people they would go to these meetings.
那么他就很不开心，看到这么多人去教会。
But he became very curious and he decided to check it out.
那么他就很好奇的，他想查看发生了什么事。
He was standing at the back of that crowd.
那么他就在人群当中站在后面。
Maybe 40,000-50,000 people.
那时候可能有五十千还是。
With his arms folded.
他就敲着手。
And he was not very impressed.
他不是很紧张。
He said, "How could so many people even believe in a God like that?"
他说：“为什么会有这么多人相信神
？A God who allowed so many people to be killed.
为什么他有神可以允许这么多人是被杀被死的
？”As he was standing there, he looked up.
当他站在那里，他看上天。
He had a vision of Jesus.
他就看到一个异象是耶稣。
He was so shocked.
他就很惊讶的。
That he tried to hide in the crowd.
他就开始躲避在那个人群里躲避
When he looked up again
当他又看上去的时候
Jesus was looking straight at him
那么他看到耶稣在天上就是直接的看着他
He tried to get under where other people were standing so that he could hide himself
那么他开始在人群里躲避就是要躲避不要看耶不要让耶稣看到
In his mind Jesus had showed up to settle the score
那么在他的想象中耶稣的彰显
When he looked up again, he saw Jesus looking at him again.
那么他在看上去的时候他看到耶稣又在看着他
And Jesus smiled at him.
那么耶稣对着他微笑
There was no anger.
他看到耶稣没有生气
It so touched his heart.
那么他就开始有这样的感动
He gave his life to Jesus that day.
那么他开始把自己的生命给了耶稣
And he became a great witness to people everywhere.
那么他就变成一个最好的传福音的人。
You see, his idea of God was wrong.
那么你看到他所想法对神的想法是错的。
But when he came face to face with Jesus,
当他跟耶稣面对面的时候
he realized that Jesus is the one who came to give life.
那么他才发觉原来神来到这个世界是给他生命的。
Jesus said in John chapter 14 and verse 9.
那么我们也看到在约翰福音14章
He who has seen me has seen the Father.
他就是看到我，就是看到父亲一样。
When we see what Jesus did in the Bible,
我们看到耶稣在圣经里面
healing the sick,
医治病人
cleansing lepers,
在医治那些麻风病的
forgiving sinners,
赦免人的罪
providing for those in need,
就是供应给那些有需要的
we see God in action.
我们就能够看到神的作为。
If you want to know what God is like,
如果你要看，你要知道神是怎样的。
Look at the Gospels.
就看着，我们就可以读，看一下圣经。
That's God in action.
就是神的作为。
That's what Jesus said.
就是神所说的。
If you see me,
如果你看到我。
You see the works I do?
你看到我所做的。
That's God doing his work.
那就是神所做的。
That's who God is.
那就是神。
If people ever ask, what's God, what is God like?
那么有的人问神是怎么样的?
He's exactly like Jesus.
他就是人做,就是神耶稣怎么样做的。
Amen. Jesus came Amen. To give you life.
那么耶稣来就是给我们生命。
And it is the life that God has planned for you.
耶稣来就是神给了我们生命就是神的计划在我们身上。
What sort of life is it?
是到底是一个什么的生命呢?
Is it a religious life?
是不是一个传教的生命呢?
No, it's an abundant life.
就是一个丰盛的生命。
Is it a life of rules and do's and don'ts?
是不是一个很有规矩的生命呢?
No, it's a life of discovering the plan that God has for you and walking in it.
生命就是神有他的计划，有他的安排的。
It is a life that will bring you into things that God made you for.
那么就是把我们带到我们能做的，我能行的。
Remember, you have an enemy.
我们有一个魔，有一个
The devil.
就是魔鬼。
And he has a plan for you.
他也有一个计划在我们的身上。
But you have a friend.
但是我们有一个朋友。
His name is Jesus.
他就是耶稣。
And he has a plan for you.
他也有个，他是有个计划给我们。
My younger sister is married to an evangelist.
那么牧师的妹妹是嫁给一个传道人。
His name is Tommy O'Dell.
他的名字是 Tommy.
Tommy O'Dell. He's from the United States.
他在美国。
And he goes out and has meetings in many different countries all the time.
他时常去不同的地方传教。
He grew up in a Christian home.
他在一个基督教的家庭成长。
We might have to bring him over here sometime.
牧师说有时候要邀请他过来。
When Tommy grew up,
当这个 Tommy grew up, 长大
when he hit his teenage years,
他在他的年轻青少年的时候
as some teenagers some do, he rebelled.
他也有叛逆的时候
he got into drugs,
他也有吸过毒
and he got into all sorts of terrible things.
他有犯过所有一切不好的行为
By the time he was 17,
当他17岁的时候
he was so addicted to drugs,
那时候他是一个吸毒的
that it affected his brain, his mind.
他就影响了他的头脑
He was unable to carry on a conversation.
他不能继续的把他所要说的
He would drool at the side of his mouth.
他就会流一些口沫口水
He was unable to attend school.
他不能上学
And he was in a terrible state.
他那时候是很糟糕的
One day he was in a car with his friends.
当他在一当有一天他在一部车跟他的朋友在
一起 All of them were drug addicts too.
他那些朋友也是那些贩毒的
At age 17 he overdosed on drugs.
那么在17岁就是那一年他就是有这些的贩毒的记录
I guess he died.
可能会死
His friends noticed that he stopped breathing.
他这些朋友有看到他可能有停止呼吸
So as what good friends do.
当他的好朋友
They opened the door of the car.
他开了那个车门
Took his body and threw him out.
要把他丢出去
And left him on the side of the road.
就是把他丢在那个街边上
That's the plan of the devil.
那个就是魔鬼的计划
But Jesus still had a plan too.
但是耶稣也有他自己个人的计划
He said while he was on the side of the road,
当这个年轻人在那个路旁的时候
A creature appeared to him.
有个奇怪的是怪兽出现
And he believed it was the devil.
他相信那个是魔鬼
And the devil made him an offer.
那么魔鬼就跟他谈判。
He said, "If you'll serve me,"
他说如果你侍奉我的话
，I will give you fame."
我就给你恩宠。
I'll give you wealth.
我就给你好起来。
I'll make you famous.
我就让你很出名。
If you'll serve me.
如果你侍奉我。
Tommy said no.
那么 Tommy 就讲。
He was raised in a Christian home.
他因为他在一个基督徒的家庭成长。
He knew this was a bad deal.
他知道这个是不好的一个谈判。
He said, I know Jesus.
他说我知道耶稣。
I don't want to serve you.
他说我不要侍奉你。
Now, the rest of this story, I can't explain it to you.
因为整个故事很难解释。
But this is what happened.
就是这样的发生。
As soon as he said, no, I don't want to serve you.
当他讲不要，我不要侍奉你的时候。
He said he found himself in a black tunnel.
他发现他自己在一个黑的一个洞里面。
He said, I felt like I was in a black prison.
他发现他自己好像在一个黑色的一个牢房里。
And I couldn't get out.
他说很难。跑出来
and he said, I began to run.
他开始就跑
And something was behind him trying to catch up on him.
那么后面好像有一个东西在追着他
He said it was the most frightening experience.
他说这个是很害怕的一个过去
I believe he was dying at that point.
他相信这个时候他必然死的
He said, at that point, he cried out.
那么在那时间他哭
Jesus!
他叫着耶稣啊。
As soon as he said Jesus,
当他喊着耶稣的时候
he was back in his body.
那么他恢复在他的这个生命里。
Back on the side of the road.
他就回到就是在路旁当中。
He said he crawled to the back of an abandoned house.
那么他就慢慢地爬到有一间屋子。
And he began to call out on Jesus in the next morning.
那么他就开始的喊叫耶稣到第二天。
He said he didn't know how to pray much. He said, but I just said, Jesus, okay.
他那时候不懂得怎么样祷告，但是他只能够喊着耶稣。
He told me this story many times.
他就是把这个故事告诉了牧师很多次。
And I've heard it in testimonies.
他就听了这个见证。
He said when he said, Jesus, okay.
他当他讲看到耶稣是对的
He felt the healing power of God flow through his mind
那么他感觉到耶稣的那个医治临到他
flow through his body
就是临到在他的身上
He said it was like healing oil
就好像一个医治的油淋下来
And his life was totally restored
那么他的生命就开始得着解放
He became a wonderful evangelist.
那么他就变得一个很好的一个宣教士。
I've traveled with him at times.
那么牧师有跟他一起同工过。
And for the past 30 years,
在30年
he's been faithfully preaching the gospel.
他就是那么忠心的去传福音。
We're going to have to bring him out here sometime.
那么有一天牧师会邀请他过来。
But the good news is this.
那么最好的消息是
Satan had a plan for Tommy's life.
那么你看到魔鬼是有一个计划在 Thomas 的生命
But he didn't succeed.
但是他没有成功
Jesus also had a plan for Thomas' life.
那么耶稣也有一个计划在 Thomas 的身上
And Jesus has succeeded, amen?
但是耶稣就是成功的
Hallelujah. You know, there's many people out there in this world.
那么你看到有很多人在这个世界上
Satan has a plan for their life.
那么魔鬼就是有这样的计划在他们的身上
But you and I have a good message.
那么我跟你是有一个很好的信息
of God's plan for their life
就是神的计划在他们的生命
and I believe
我们相信
we're living in a day
我们就是活在今天
that many people
就是很多人
come on say many people
很多人
are going to discover God's plan for their life
我们就是能够领受神的计划
yes there's an enemy
是那里有一个敌人
but yes there is also a friend
但是那里也有个
Who gave his life?
就是给我们
Who doesn't want anyone to perish?
就是没有不要人失败
And I want to close it with this
最后
We have an enemy
我们有个敌人
We have a friend
我们有个朋友
And we have a choice
我们有个选择
We have a choice to make
我们有个选择
If you're here today
如果你在这里
You do not know Jesus
你不认识耶稣的话
I want you to know you have a friend
我们要让你知道你有个朋友
His name is Jesus.
他的名字叫耶稣
He gave his life for you on the cross
他就是给你生命
Paid for all of your sin
就是 拯救我们
has a plan for your life,
就是有计划在我们
and you have a choice to make.
我们就有选择
What's it going to be?
是什么呢
The choice that we make in this life,
我们的选择我们的生命呢
will determine how we're going to spend eternity.
我们就是要怎么样去得着这个永生
This life is important.
我们生命就是重要的
Some people think, well, this is only a short life.
有的人想只是一个短短的一个生命
The decisions we make in this life
但是我们选择的生命
have eternal consequences
但是有一个永恒的
This life is important
生命是重要的
This life matters to God
这个生命就是神
God put you on this earth
就是神把我们放在这个世界
Not to waste time
不是浪费时间
Not to waste your life
不是浪费生命的
To find out what God's plan is
我们就是要找到神给我们的计划
And choose on a daily basis
我们就是要选择这样的
I want to serve God
我们就是要服侍神的
I want to please Him
我们就是要讨神喜悦的
I want to walk by faith
我们就是要跟他走在一起
Read His word
就是要读他的话
Apply it to my life
就是要向着我们的生命回应
Do the best I can
就是做得更好
Follow Jesus
就是要跟随耶稣
Say no to the things the enemy presents to me
跟敌人讲不
That's for Christians too.
就是我们的基督徒。
We want to live our lives.
我们就要活着我们的生
命。The way that Jesus planned.
就是生命，耶稣给我们的
计划。An abundant life.
就是一个丰盛的生
命。It's a good life.
是一个很好的生命。
It's a life God planned long time ago for you to walk in.
就是从很久以前就为我们安排的。
He so wants you to embrace it.
他就是要我们。
He so desires to see your life fulfill all he has for you.
他就是要让我们看到我们丰盛。
Yeah, we all make mistakes.
我们每个人都会做错。
But there's forgiveness.
但是神原谅
我们。We all miss it at times.
我们会浪费时间。
But God still wants to do business with you.
但是神还是要跟我们做生意。
Before we close today.
当我们要结束的时候。
I want to challenge you.
牧师要鼓励我们。
If you don't know Jesus,
如果我们不认识神
maybe someone brought you here.
可能有人带你来
This meeting was organized for you.
这个聚会就是为你而设
Give you an opportunity.
就是给你这个机会
Make the most important choice.
就是给你有这样的机会去做选择
Say no to the plan of the devil.
我们跟敌人讲不
And say yes to the plan of God.
我们要跟神讲我们要
Turn your back on a life of sin.
我们就是要向那些敌人
Turn towards a life that is abundant from Jesus.
我们就是要向着那个丰盛的生命走。
Let's all close our eyes for just a moment.
我们开始祷告，闭上眼祷告。
If you're here today,
如果你在这里
you do not know Jesus.
如果你不认识耶稣的话
you've not surrendered your life to Him.
你要把生命交给他。
You may have some religion.
你可能有你的宗教。
You may even visit church.
可能你有。去过教会
But you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life.
但是你没有来到没有接受过耶稣
This is your moment.
这个就是你的时间
This is your time.
这个就是你的这个时候
Your time to choose wisely.
这个时间就是你选择的
God said to his children a long time ago.
耶稣就是跟他的孩子很久以前就这么说
I place a choice before you.
他说我就是给你这样的选择
Life or death.
生命活着还是死
Blessing or cursing
祝福还是咒诅
Choose life
你就选择生命
That's what he's saying to you today
他就是今天他所跟你说的
Choose life
选择生命
Jesus is the life giver
耶稣就是那个生命
Any person here today says Pastor Steve You're talking to me
那么如果有人有这样的感动说牧师你今天对我说话吗
I want to ask Jesus to be my Savior.
我要邀请耶稣成为我个人的救主。
I don't want the devil's plan.
他说我不要魔鬼的计划。
I want God's plan.
我要神的计划。
Remember, there's no place for neutral ground.
我们没有两方面的。
If you're not in God's plan, you're in the devil's plan.
如果你不是在敌人那边，你就是在神这边。
If you're here today and you say, I want to receive God's plan.
如果你在这里，你说我今天要领受神的救恩。
And I'm going to pray for you.
那么牧师就为我们祷告。
Just so I know that I can include you in this prayer.
那么牧师就可以带领你这样的祷告。
I want you to do a very simple thing.
就是一个很简单的方式。
I want you to raise your hand.
那么如果我们可以举起手来。
You say yes, I want to receive Jesus.
那么我们可以举起手说是我要接受耶稣。
I want to choose His plan for my life.
我要选择神在我们的计划。
Put up your hand so I can see it.
我们可以举起手。
Do it now.
如果是我们要接受主的。
This is your time.
这是我们的时间。
Anyone like that here?
我们有人在当中是想
I know most of us here are Christians.
那么我们在座的很多都是基督徒。
But if you're here today,
如果你在这里
you don't know Jesus.
如果你不认识耶稣的话
this is for you.
这个时间就是你的。
Amen.
Amen.
Father, we just want to thank you today.
天父，我们要感谢你。
For the plan that you have for us, your children.
你在你的计划当中给了我们。
I pray for every believer here today.
我们要为这在座的每一位祷告。
May this also be for us a time to choose wisely.
我们就是祈求主让我们选择的更有智慧的选择。
How we spend our time.
我们怎么样的去面对我们的时间。
The decisions we make.
我们所选择的每一件事。
The choices that we make.
我们所选择的事情
The people that we choose to be our friends
我们选择我们的朋友
May we choose wisely
我们要有智慧的去选择
That we may truly fulfill the plan that you have for us
我们能够在你的计划里面能够完成
We thank you for your Holy Spirit
我们感谢圣灵
Whom you've sent to dwell in our hearts
你在我们心里的动工的感动
To lead us into truth
来带领我们走一个正直的
And to God is every single day.
在每一天的当中
We thank you for it.
我们感谢你
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的
名 Amen. Amen. God bless you.